Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guest is Don Verity, who is the general manager here at the Pall Mall Group.
The
which is
boss.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio. I always have to read this. I need as much help as I can possibly get. Don is also a fellow Rotarian.
He's an outstanding Rotarian.
You always say that. And it's not true.
I have to kiss up to
suck
him.
Suck up. Shameless. Suck
wait,
up.
Wait. Oh,
suck man. Up, suck
who
up,
else,
suck up.
Who else should we kiss up to other than the boss?
Oh, you kiss up to everybody. I at least have standards.
You know, we only have 28 minutes to talk to Don. He has
and
something important to talk
he's
about.
He's not on the mic.
That's
already,
right.
What were
closer
the last,
to the microphone.
The last words Jay said. Last words Jay said was, "John, get on top of that."
Jay
mic.
Verzi, the wizard of the keyboard.
So Don is a fellow Rotarian, and he's a member of the Highland Rotary Club. And how I know this is because I went to their installation dinner. Don is the you're the rotating and arising first vice president. Are you
yes.
the vice president?
This year I am.
And know how I know that, too?
How do you know that?
Because I had to be Don Verity at your installation dinner.
That must have been hard.
You called in sick. I was there because, you know, I'd like to take my show on the road every now and again.
I've seen you do that. Yeah.
And I attended your installation dinner out at a very good restaurant. I forget the name of it now. Food and drink was involved, Joni. You'll be glad to know it was excellent.
And speaking of food and drink...
Food and drink. Speaking of it, I'm not finished with my story
yes, darling,
yet before we segue into RibFest, which is why we're
word.
Really here.
I'll be quiet.
So they called your name, and I stood up and accepted all of your awards. They didn't tell you that?
No.
There's even a picture. Don Verity. I'm shaking hands with David Green, the big kahuna.
And you got all my awards.
I did.
Well, when are you handing them back over? That's what I want to know.
Go frisk the people in your club,
right.
Whoever the new president right. is. But we're really here because the Highland Rotary, all kidding aside, does a phenomenal, one of our favorite, it's a regional county favorite event every year called the Hudson Valley Rib Fest. And it is a big hoo-ha at the Ulster County Fairgrounds this year. It's Saturday and Sunday, August 21st and 22nd. Second in New Paltz. They're just a quick overview. Barbecue contests, live music. Somehow there's a car involved
we'll
this year.
We'll talk about that.
We're going to segue into that. And before I get too far out of it, because this is not in, you can't say this enough to thank the people that sponsor it. It's underwritten by Hannaford's, M&T Bank, Vineyard Commons, And many more.
And the Highland Rotary Club.
Yes.
But mostly the club. What year is this now? How many years has this been
this
happening?
Is actually the sixth one. I've been fortunate to be a part of a great group of people that have, been toiling over doing this now. This is the sixth time. And the first year was kind of rough because you really don't know what to expect. But as you get doing these things, it becomes like clockwork. And like I said, we have an excellent group
six
of people
years later.
That are very, very, very focused, and they know what they're doing, and we have a great committee, and everybody knows
stat.
What they do.
I have one stat about it. Last year, over 13,000 people went through the gate.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
That was 2 years
How,
ago.
Last year
was a little less because it was a kind of an odd weekend. Last summer was such a rainy summer, and then the one weekend that was hot, I think a lot of people went to the beach.
It was
so,
a hot day.
So we had a little less last year than we
well,
I remember
also,
Jonah was wrung out because he performed like five weddings that
that's
day
right.
and then hot-tailed it over to the Rib Fest for recuperation.
But I think also they found out that even though I made a personal appearance at the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, I was there signing my headshots and shaking hands. They found out
there was
that,
a line to get
that's
to
right.
if I recall.
They found out that Sarah couldn't be there, and they just said, well, I'm not coming if Sarah's not there.
Hey, listen, I'm not the one with the fan club. He has a fan club. You
no,
know
you're
that?
The one that steals the awards.
Wow.
Okay, that's right. Let's get that all straight.
Called right, being in the right place.
Anyway,
right
Hudson Valley Rotarian, Highland Rotarian Don Verity, who also happens to be the station manager here at Hudson Valley Talk Radio. We're talking about the Highland Rotary Club 6th Annual Rib Fest. Delicious food. So, Don, tell us what happens when people arrive Saturday morning. Starting at 11 o'clock, it goes from 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night Saturday or Sunday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in New Paltz. They arrive, and then, first of all, they have free parking.
Correct.
And then
Ulster Fairgrounds is a great place to have an event. It's just a nice size place to do this. And there's plenty of free parking across the street. Everybody comes in. There's a small admission to get in. That's where we make our money for our causes that we do. And
How small is the admission? Because it really is very modest. $5 donation.
$5. It's not much. I mean, and the kids are free. Less than the price of a movie these days, right?
So
kids are free. Under 12 is free.
And you have to have your dog on a leash, or there are no dogs. Somebody asked me that, and I can never remember.
You know, I don't recall anybody ever bringing dogs.
Well, so then it must be no dogs. You just don't want all,
you don't want to bring
family events now, more and more people are bringing dogs.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing a lot of animals there, so I think we probably discourage that.
I would agree. Okay. But it is a family event. Tons of stuff to do for the kids.
Right. First and foremost, it's a food festival. If you like barbecue food, Hudson Valley Rib Fest is the place to go. There is ribs and chicken and brisket and pulled pork and hamburgers and hot dogs and roasted corn, and it just goes on and on and on.
There is stuff for vegetarians. There's roasted corn.
And there
corn
is some vegetarian material also.
Salads. Why are you worried about that, Jonah? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm trying to get people to come through the gate.
Yeah. But, you know, it's primarily like a barbecue on steroids. It's the best way I can put it.
Oh, there you go.
Huge.
What a great.
It is huge. There's a lot of great food there. There's tents to dine in, so, you know, you can stay out of the sun. There's entertainment while you're dining. There's a big stage we put up, and we have a lot of bands that are playing throughout the weekend. And in addition to this, there's actually a second thing going on, which is our contest. We have a barbecue cook-off contest, and teams come in for all over the United States to participate in this. And they're actually on like a circuit because they go from one of these events to the next, because rib fests and barbecue events like this apparently are very prevalent throughout the country, which is where we got the idea to bring it here. And for all intents and purposes, these people are competing because we are sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
There are the credentials.
And so by doing that, they gain points. And if they gain enough points, they can go to the nationals.
They're qualifying. This is a qualifying event for the big event.
Absolutely.
One of the most fascinating things about attending the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, which will be Saturday, August 21st, and Sunday, August 22nd, starting 11 a.m. both days, is when you go from spot to spot and you're tasting the various barbecue and delicious food, everything is delicious, is you get to see all the trophies and banners these people have earned all across the Eastern Seaboard for all the great cooking they've done. It's just fantastic. And also, there are some professional certified judges who will be judging the contest including my nephew Jordan, who just finished rib-tasting college of some sort in Connecticut.
We have a school that people attend so we
you
can get enough judges.
You have to go away to school and get a
no,
get
we
a
bring,
certificate?
No, we bring the school in.
You bring the school in and then you
right.
go. You
We
you
do this in the
course.
Spring. We have a school and then people can who would like to be a judge in this show up at the school. We usually get lots of people, like 40 or 50 people. And we need that many judges to be able to do this. And so they learn what they got to learn, and they're certified. And so they come to the event, and actually they can also judge other events. And I've known judges that have gone to other events in other areas to do this as well, because now they're certified.
Yeah. My nephew is making the circuit of all
there
these
you
places.
Go. There you
I
go.
Don't know how he stays so thin with all the eating he does. And you know, in fact, you also invite the public to vote for their favorite booth, right?
That's the second thing. There's a, like I said, there's really two things going on. There's an amateur contest going on with the teams, and these can be people doing this as a hobby. And then we have the professional vendors that are actually serving the food for the public, and they're not really in the contest, but they are up for a People's Choice Award, and anybody that's coming to the event can vote for their favorite ribs from one of the six vendors that are providing them. So it's really two events in one.
And then there's music.
Yes, there's music.
And
this
can you
year,
name some of the entertainment this year? Do we know who the entertainment is?
They're local bands, is the best way I'll put it. But the big thing this year, that we try to bring something every year, there's two big things we have happening. One of them is we are bringing in Nationwide Insurance, is bringing in the Nationwide NASCAR show cars. And we have a car showing up, the number 10 car, and we're also there's a simulator there too. And if you're in a NASCAR, this is a great thing because, you know, you get to see the car, take pictures with it, and you can get in the simulator and you can actually, we'll say, get the virtual experience of driving a NASCAR. And so we expect
Is that included in your admission?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Don, is this NASCAR appearance, is this part of your admission at the gate?
Seeing the car is a part of the admission. There'll be an extra charge, actually, to get in the simulator, very small. But we're using that as a way to be able to fund another charity that we're going to be doing.
That's okay. Great.
And now
so,
let's talk
sounds
about
like a lot
that.
Of fun.
Yeah. This is the only fundraiser that the Highland Rotary Club does. And the proceeds go to regional, community, and Rotary International projects. And in our next segment, can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We can talk about anything you like. Because after all, you are the queen of morning radio, and he's the boss.
Uh-huh.
Let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My name's Jonah Treeboiser. My co-host is the queen of morning radio, Miss Ribfest herself, the lovely Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guest, Don Verity of the Highland Rotary Club, who has some experience in radio. We'll talk about in a second segment. But tell us, Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is sponsored by our Rotary District 7210 and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Blooming Grove, Washingtonville, Carmel, Chestnut Rotary, Chestnut Ridge, Congress Valley, Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and LaGrange.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. It's Ribfest time. The Highland Rotary Club invites you to their fabulous Hudson Valley Ribfest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in New Paltz on Saturday and Sunday, August 21st and 22nd, starting at 11 a.m. both days.
The Hudson Valley Ribfest features barbecue foods, live entertainment, lots of vendors, and this year, a NASCAR show car simulator and children's activities.
Admission is just $5. Children 12 and under are free, and there is plenty of free parking. For more information, go to HudsonValleyRibFest.org. That's HudsonValleyRibFest.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm Sarah O'Connell, your co-host. I'm joined by Jonah Treeboiser.
Hi.
Hi, Jonah. And our guest today is Don Verity, who is the general manager of several of the Pall Mall Group's radio stations. Today we're on Hudson Valley Talk Radio, and Don is here talking with us about the annual Hudson Valley Rib Fest event.
Sponsored by the Highland Rotary, of which he is now the vice president.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, Don, we have the Hudson Valley Rib Fest coming up Saturday and Sunday, August 21st and 22nd. Starting at 11 a.m. both days, and there's delicious food. And what other things are there for the kids to do? In the past, you've had the bouncy castles.
Yeah,
and the
playground. We're bringing that back again. Plus, for the older kids, we have one of those climbing wall things. You know,
all right.
So and we also have some other organized activities that the scouts do with them too. So the thing is, there's a lot of things for kids to do. For the fathers and I guess moms too, if they want, they could see the NASCAR show car we're bringing in,
and
of course
NASCAR,
the most important thing is the food. It's
and
about
the NASCAR show car simulator.
Yes, we're going to have
and,
one of them too.
Right now we're going to issue a challenge. Don Berry and I will go to the bottom of the climbing wall, and if
stand
all our fans,
there.
if all our fans show up at the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, August 21st and 22nd, the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, starting 11 o'clock. We will climb to the top if our fans urge us on.
That's right. But the problem is there'll be no one there to urge us
that's
on.
True.
Well,
so,
Jonah
I mean,
has
so.
Fans, Don.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does. He has a fan club for this show. You
so,
might
Don,
be interested in knowing that.
It's you and Betty and who else?
I'm not involved.
Oh, okay.
So, Don,
I have a complete
take us through the Rib Fest. You arrive. You have free parking. You come and there's a very modest entry fee of $5, and then what happens?
Then you can enjoy the food. You can, you know, select what you want. You can have a sampler platter from any of the participating vendors. You can buy what you want, pretty much. And then there's a lot of dining tables under tents, so you can stay out of the sun. And all, it's a rain or shine event.
There's music.
There's music, live bands. And you can see the show car. You can. There's a lot of vendors that you can also frequent too, if you'd like. And the children's activities. Also, we invite people to also go to the back of the fairgrounds where all the contest is going on, and they can visit with all these people from outside the area and find out a little bit about how they do it. You
know? And all this for a $5 charge at the gate.
Right.
There are pre-sale tickets, I understand, available at one of your sponsors at Hannaford's, and that's in Highland. The Highland Hannaford?
Any Hannaford store.
Any Hannaford store.
Any Hannaford
that's
store
great.
Is selling them for a dollar off. You just get them at the courtesy.
And children up to what age are complimentary or free?
12 and under are free.
So this is a great family night, family afternoon or evening for very little money.
It is.
You get to feed them too,
honest,
Mom. You don't have to
year,
cook.
Every year, thousands of people do show up for this event. And this year, it's a two-day event. It had been three in the past, but we've condensed it to 2 days. And it should be quite busy there. And like I said, it's a great place to meet your neighbors, have some good food. And guess what? You don't have to clean up.
That's
That's
right.
And the proceeds, we can't put too fine a point on that, on this. Where do the proceeds go? Because Rotary is a service organization.
Right.
So when we raise money, we get together, we gather community for fellowships, certainly, but we're doing it, if we're raising money, it goes to what? Where does this
it's actually two things going on. We raise the money to do various community projects throughout the year. And we sort of take those on as they come. One of the things we did in last year was we put defibrillators around the Highland area, and that was we thought was an important
thing.
And
how many defibrillators do you have in the community now?
19.
And 19. Those are the things that you see on the doctor show on TV where they bring people back to life and they yell clear and they give them a jolt.
And so, the cost of each defibrillator is, what, about
$1,000?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not...
Other things we've done, we've helped revitalize the Hudson Valley Rail Trail that's connected to the walkway over the Hudson. We've done many other things. But the other thing that's going on, which was, I think is the neatest thing about this, is we need volunteers to help put this event on. And so the volunteers, let's say you belong with Brand X Charity or a group or whatever. If you want to come to our event and volunteer, the number of people you have times the number of hours you put in, you get a percentage of the door.
Right, you've got
Boy
Scouts,
a great model.
Girl Scouts, other Rotary clubs there.
Yes.
I will be there making a personal appearance on Sunday, August 22nd.
Signing autographs. Standing by the climbing wall.
Standing by the climbing wall and showing people how to climb the climbing wall.
That's important.
Miming how to climb the climbing wall, no doubt. So let's go back to this model just for a second, because I think it's fascinating. It takes a lot of hands on deck to do a big two-day event with thousands and thousands and thousands of people going through the gate. And if your organization, your charity, like the library call it, gets a group of people and they come to the Ribfest and they volunteer, you give them credit and then make a donation to their charity as well. So
it's all based on a percentage. How many people had to come in, how many hours you spent, and we work it all out, and they all get a check. So
you are involving the entire community.
Yeah, so it's a fundraiser within a fundraiser.
So now, Don, if some people out there would like to have their organization help you out at the Hudson Valley Ribfest Saturday and Sunday, August 21st and 22nd at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in New Paltz, both days at 11 a.m., how would they get in touch with you folks?
Best way to do it is to, the easiest thing to remember is the website, HudsonValleyRibFest.org, and everything you need to know about the Ribfest and sponsors and vendors and whatever you're interested in. If you want to be involved as a volunteer, go there and you can, the telephone number there is there too.
And the HudsonValleyRibFest.org, that's one word, HudsonValleyRibFest.org. And folks, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that before the end of the show.
And we want to say thank you to some of the sponsors, Hannaford and M&T Bank and Vineyard Commons in particular. And
there
many
are
others.
There are many others. We also get a lot of in-kind donations to help us. You know, it costs a lot of money to put an event like this on. And, you know, there's a little bit of a risk involved with it because obviously it's outdoors and weather could be a factor. But because we get donations, it helps keep the costs down. But then it is costly to do. But we've pretty much figured out how to make the money that we need to make to be able to do our community.
It's a lot of fun. And remember that the monies go to great causes.
Both nationally And locally and internationally.
And Rotary International projects. What are some of those, Jonah? Let's just remind our listening audience.
Well, we're conquering polio through Polio Plus. We've got clean water projects around the world.
Literacy.
Student literacy. It's all terrific.
And talking about sanitation, too, going forward.
Is that
forward.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Right. Let's talk a little bit about the Highland Rotary Club. Don, where's Highland Rotary Club meet?
Highland Rotary Club meets for a breakfast meeting every Wednesday morning at the Gateway Diner on Route 9W in the center of Highland there. And anybody is welcome. We'd love to, you know, always looking for new members. And we meet at 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's about an hour-long meeting. Delicious breakfast, great speakers. And
Day of the week is it again?
That's a Wednesday morning.
Wednesday at 7 in Highland.
And for those of you who may not be in the Highland area but still want to join the fun of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. You'll find out where your local Rotary Club meets. Join us for either breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on what time your particular local club meets, and join the fun and the fellowship and the service.
I just want to say, we meet for lunch.
In Millbrook.
In Red Hook. And you meet for breakfast.
We meet for breakfast in Red Hook. Tuesday mornings
I went to
at the
a club that has
Apple
a dinner
Day
meeting.
Diner.
Dinner meetings are very
interesting. They're starting to pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's find out about Don Verity, radio legend. Don, how'd you get started in radio?
Boy, are you treading on dangerous turf.
Sarah made me do it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was a secret agent.
Were you always behind the scenes, or you ever do on-mic stuff?
No, I was on the air many years ago. I spent most of my career in the Poughkeepsie area. I started in Connecticut and back many, many years ago, and have been started on the air, went into advertising and sales, went into management, and worked for a number of great stations in the region over the years. This has been an absolute joy being here, starting something new as the talk radio has been for the last year or so. And being able to meet new people and, you know.
We were one of the shows that made
the week. It's very valuable programming on the air for people. So, you know, music is great, and a lot of stations do it. But talk is a little more difficult. But people like Jay help us get this done every day. And
yay, Jay.
Jay Verzi, our engineer, the wizard of the keyboard.
The wizard of the keyboard.
And we're one of the shows that made the leap with you from the old format to the new format.
I know. And this one, it sounds so much better here.
It does? Oh, good. I'm so happy. So proud.
But the neat thing is that what we like is there are three stations in this group. It's WLNA, WGHQ, and WBNR. And the footprint for the three stations together covers the entire region with District 7210 where Rotary is. And so the thing is, it was a nice fit. So everybody that's involved with Rotary and would like to get involved with Rotary, there's a club right nearby that you can certainly get involved with.
And hence Jonah's fan club.
That's absolutely right. And if
people stop him.
If you're within the sound of our voice, you can easily drive to the Hudson Valley Rib Fest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in New Paltz, Saturday and Sunday, August 21st and 22nd. Saturday will be 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission a modest $5 per adult. Children under 12 are free. It's a wonderful family fun event. And Don, what's the best part of Rib Fest for you?
When it's over.
Spoken like a true inventor.
It's a lot of work.
It's
like cleaning up your toys at the end of the day. We all have to drag ourselves to you know, do the cleanup after it's all over. But quite frankly, the number of people and everybody just smacking their lips and having a great time.
I am just so
impressed and amazed at how many people are in your club. What, 42?
No, nowhere near that. We have about 28, 29.
I guess when I was there, it was.
Wish we had 42, it'd be a little easier.
Well, the room look pretty plump because people's dates and wives and significant others were there. At any rate, it's an extraordinary undertaking to mount an event like this with a club like that. Everybody's so committed, hands-on. What a great time. Proceeds go to all the right things. So kudos to Highland Rotary.
And Don Verity, thank you for joining us here on Radio Rotary and for letting us come and play every week,
you know,
Friday mornings at 9.
You're the bright spot of my week, Jonah. You really are.
Thank you, Don.
Okay.
All right, don't forget, Hudson folks, Hudson Valley Rib Fest, Saturday, August 21st, Sunday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. starting both days, free parking, and go to HudsonValleyRibFest.org. That's HudsonValleyRibFest.org. And Sarah, tell us who brings us Radio Rotary this week.
Radio Rotary is brought to you by District Rotary 210 and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, Don Verdi, and Jay Verzi, and our producer, the lovely Betty Renner, this is Jonah Trebois, so thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
The Kingston Rotary Club will be holding its annual Fall Festival at the Rotary Park at Kingston Point on Saturday, September 11th, beginning at 11 a.m.
It will feature their famous barbecue chicken and other food, as well as music, vendors, and touch truck.
Plus, a fabulous view of the Hudson River and the Rondout Lighthouse.
The ticket price is just $12 and includes a complete chicken or hot dog dinner.
Proceeds from this event goes to support over 20 different agencies in the Kingston area.
For more information, please contact Lynn Churchill at 336-7183. That's 336-7183.